Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Everybody, welcome to Nobody Panic. Response here at the London Podcast Festival Acting
We're
Place.
So happy to be here. I don't say this lightly. This place is slick as shit.
It is. Oh, that's disgusting.
It is.
It is wet as a poo.
they look after you so well. There's mugs. There's
cups. We've got free wine.
There's well wine. All the staff are incredible. Amazing festival.
And we are back after. When was the last one we did? You did some sneaky ones.
Yeah.
Tess is. Also sounds like we're talking about shit. We officially sort of stopped in like June.
Yeah, in June.
And then Tessa whapped out a clanger, which was the. It's so sad because my favourite episode of Nobody Panic was the one that I wasn't in.
Oh,
which
is
the How to Write a Novel one.
It's good, isn't it?
It's good shit. I'd say go back and listen to it, even if you don't want to write a novel.
It's really, really
it's entertaining,
interesting.
If I'm honest.
Yeah, I just interviewed some clever friends
some
of ours.
Clever friends, yeah. So have a listen to that. But absolutely thrilled to be back. And we will be here for, I don't know, we've got a season now. We're going to do it in seasons, which is exciting. We haven't decided how many. So I guess the season ends when one of us dies.
Yes.
And then, yes. So about 50 years. That's bleak. Oh, okay. Very hot. But today's episode... Today's episode is how to break unhealthy habits, which, I mean, very close to my heart. I smoked for a long time.
Yes.
That was bad. Stopped.
I did a crowdsource of what my worst habits were because I don't smoke and apart from my gambling addiction, of course, I haven't got a proper.
You don't really drink. You just go for the most fun.
Yeah, I haven't really got a good vice, and so don't bite my nails. Don't do anything.
As a man with a camera has just walked in, and it was incredibly sinister.
If those eyes were to say, "Oh, just carry on as normal," the energy of the walk burst.
it was like a stormtrooper.
It
was a ginormous camera, and I'm cool with it. I don't know about anyone else.
So perverse. Anyway, I asked. What are other people? And that was a terrible mistake because people just came back with just personality flaws. So I've got a couple on the list.
Oh, you were going to say, well, go on. Oh, no, should we go to adult things first and then do your personality flaws and then we'll get into the actual...
we'll get in deep because I think it's one that when we started doing it, I was like, oh, well, if you haven't got one that immediately, and many of you will, I'd be like, oh my God. Smoking.
The hard boozing.
The boozing, the nails or whatever.
Crack.
But actually, we've crack.
Yep, I've got to talk about it more.
If crack is your vice, well done for making it to the podcast festival. But I think the deeper you get in, you realize like there are so many unhealthy things that we all do that are actually habits when you think they're just guilty little kooky things you do.
Yes. They're actually personality things or psychological issues.
Deep psychological problems.
Love getting
to
that.
We're not going to do our adult thing. We're going to do your adult thing, which is my favorite bit because I love it.
Okay, so let's alternate and we'll go until it feels like we should stop because everyone's bored. Okay. Bought a candle from TK Maxx. pumpkin spice flavour. Hello!
And very autumn good. Is here.
Yeah. Is it? I'm sweaty, but yeah, fine.
If pumpkin lattes are back in town, then the basic bitches are here and we're ready. I love pumpkin, whoever that was, by the way.
Yeah, Tess is a basic bitch. Yeah, and you are. You were the last one to... Yes.
I emailed the landlord about all the faults in my flat and a new lease. Very
That
bold.
Is good. Bought a washing machine seal? I don't even know what that is. I'm imagining not the animal. it's a seal that spins around very fast. Although I did pay a man to fit it. That's fine, I'd say, as someone who doesn't know what that
is.
Just pop it. Yeah, go on.
Oh, yes. Came to see this on my own, exclamation mark. Good for you.
Good.
And also,
good.
Also fucked up a large freelance project and haven't cried yet.
Yes! That's very good!
We've all done it.
I've done so many of those. Got myself some tropical fish. I wasn't expecting that. So that wasn't what it said. I was not expecting. After spending weeks researching and prepping the tank, I didn't just rush into it. I think that's really strong.
That's fantastic, because that's a sort of mad, that's the thing you'd buy on the way back from the fair, of course. You know, like.
I think you're at the fair when you buy them because they're in little bags.
Yeah. It feels like a whim. Well done for not getting a fish on a whim.
A whim. Had an adult conversation with my boss's boss about how much I hate my boss. Oh, wow! Brutal!
How beautiful is this person's handwriting?
Oh, my God.
I honestly thought you'd printed that in advance. That's how good. And I was like, weird flex, but okay. What beautiful handwriting. Ordered a bouquet of flowers to be sent to my much older, much more successful cousin after she bought me Jo Malone perfume for my birthday. Present brinkmanship. I don't know what that means. I think it's like present upmanship.
Yes, as in what? So is a Jo Malone candle not good or is that good? Wait, hang on. Whose adult thing is that? Great. I would like to know. Ben, do you have the roving mic? No pressure. No, I'm joking. All I want to know is what does that mean?
Brinkmanship is like when you are trying to one up the next person. So it's like what Boris Johnson is doing right now, right?
Got it. Oh my God, so
brinkmanship.
Topical.
Brinkmanship.
Like
so what did you get?
Oh, push each other over the edge.
Yeah, like who can do the bigger gesture?
Oh, that's fantastic. In the hope that she now will do an even bigger gesture to say thank you for the flowers.
Possibly.
Oh my God. What would it be?
She probably won't. She's too classy. But
I love that. I love that.
What is what Jo Malone perfume was it? Blackberry and Bay.
I can't remember.
Oh, God.
I was just like, this is the fanciest thing I now own.
That's excellent.
Get it on. Get it. Smell it. Get it on. Get it.
Right now?
Wear it.
Because it wants to smell you.
Get it on.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for explaining
as well. That was a lot of pressure put on you. Go on. You go.
Had the pleasure of organising a theatre trip for a group of adults aged 18 to 80.
Oh, wow.
Well done.
How did that work? We've made our lunch for tomorrow. Hashtag meal prep. Ashley and Barnaby. Oh, that's a I love that.
Thank you, Ashley and Barnaby.
Best wishes to you. Looked online for a new sofa for the first flat I've bought on my own. Whoa!
Oh,
that's one that makes
me
very jealous.
What did she do to her flat?
She's bought it.
Oh, bought it.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh how vulgar.
Extraordinary behaviour, isn't it?
I love that. No, well done. That is pure jealousy.
I put 3 loads of washing on brackets in 2 days and paid Thames Water. I really, it sounds like she just kept putting them in. Get it in.
Wrote a list for the handyman of things to come to my flat to fix, including changing a light bulb. Yeah, just a normal light bulb. I'm taking the day off work to supervise. Oh, my favourite is when I haven't read the full one.
Yeah,
and then
you
start. It's always a surprise. Yeah, oh, I love that.
I was feeling a little under the weather, so I drank sherry instead of wine at a house party.
Did you bring the sherry? Sherry is excellent, though.
And then I got back in my carriage and I went home.
Oh, dear. Can't read this. We packed up to move house over a week before moving, and it's all in boxes. No bin bags. That is actually very impressive. Actual boxes. Let's do 2 more.
Oh, God, the pressure. I
know.
Hate
I'm sorry
you
if
choose.
Yours hasn't been read out.
I bought a new sponge.
I've got one very similar to that. Witness somebody's will. It is adult, isn't it? But it does imply
Holy
some
shit.
Sort of death. Okay, well, great. Let's not end on that one, even though I'm very impressed because I don't actually know what that is.
A will?
No, I know what a will is, but what does witnessing mean?
Oh, You need a, like a grown up with a yes. job.
Yes.
So this person is, it was humble brag, they've got a job. So you can't be one, sorry. You have to be
a,
like,
this is a job.
You have to be a big podcaster, won't come up. You have to be like a dentist or a lawyer or an insurer or you have to be like legit.
Yeah.
And then you can witness to say, like, I promise I'm a real deal and this wasn't.
Do you mean that the will is real?
The will is real.
Oh, that's okay, so that's not. So it's, everyone so gasped. Well, I was like, someone had died, but they haven't. It's just a will's happened.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're not.
A will's happened!
They ain't dead.
A William has happened! Okay,
it's,
great.
It's how. It's to stop all the murder, all the murder mysteries, because they. You would like. Change your will, you know.
Oh, at the last minute, and like, they were like, some murders, and they're
so
like,
if somebody had witnessed it, then yeah. they're like, then you know, I'd be like, did you witness this will that got changed at the last minute? And you'd be like, no.
Right.
And then we'd be like, okay, great. Murder, you know.
Wow, you're so smart.
Okay,
this is my final one.
Okay.
Your final one as well.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I have to be strong here.
Okay.
Okay, I'm doing it first then. Okay, final one. Use my Tesco Club Card points to buy a new rail card. That is two in one. Tesco Club and rail
That's
card.
That's absolutely fantastic.
That is just beautiful.
Yes.
I'm going to cry.
Yes, because you get a third off. Oh,
Tesco
yes.
loves rail cards.
I love it. Sorry. I love the rail card and I love Tesco's Club Card. Look at this.
Ooh, that is.
Set up, this is, I mean, best of luck to you. Set up a premium bonds account.
What is that?
Exactly.
Don't explain it to me.
It's a thing at the post office.
No,
okay.
No.
You could potentially win a million. Okay. You could win.
Stop. Okay. No, don't explain it to me.
The last bit just says, can't wait for those prizes to start rolling in.
Oh, fun.
So I'm just telling you, there won't be any prizes. Just heads up. But could be. It's the promise, the illusion.
The illusion.
Well done for investing in premium bonds. It's not a bad place to put them.
She said. Well, you would know.
Yes, okay, before we start, this is very on brand for the bad habits. I have a present for Stevie. It's a birthday present, even though it's like a well over a year old. And it's nowhere near her birthday. Like
My birthday is May 12th.
Yes. And also, it's so bold for me to be delivering it live.
What if I hate it?
Yeah, what if you hate it? But I think you'll appreciate the spirit
okay.
of which it was bought. And also, it's extremely on brand because it taps into my bad habit, which is drunk late night online shopping.
Oh wow, get it out.
Did I buy it, forget, have it delivered, think, what's that? And have no recollection. Wait, yeah. I had no recollection of purchasing.
Well, it's good that podcasts isn't a. Oh my God. Oh my God. Right. So I can describe
yeah.
this. This is probably the best present I've ever received. And this is true. So I have a tortoise called Dr. Alison Parker. And I don't know if you've seen those things where you can get your dog on a portrait. She's got, the listeners at home, made my tortoise look like Napoleon Bonaparte. It's a canvas of my tortoise's head on some army gear body. That is the greatest. I wish, I'm going to speak to our producers to see if we can get a photo of this to come up on people's phones when they're listening. This is the, thank you so much. And that did deserve an
applause. If you're on Instagram, it's the crap.
How can I do a podcast after I've seen that? I just want to look at that.
She's got that rakish little bit of cherry tomato leaf. Right, coming out the side.
She's got
like
a leaf
bright.
Coming out the side. I'm mounting that right on my living room wall as people come in.
I'm like such a sucker. You know when you Instagram like sells you an algorithm and you're like, what idiots are buying this? Me, this kid. Like, if I can see it, I'll buy it. They're called Brown and Poor and they keep showing me them. And I was like, yeah, I'm in.
I've seen them, but I haven't made the jump that it could be a tortoise. I've been like, well, that's just for dogs.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely brilliant. Right. Okay. On that note.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Happy Christmas, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's get into habits.
Let's get in.
So first, do you want to tell us your personality flaws?
Oh, late, won't get out of bed when told.
That says a lot about your friends that they're just in your bedroom screaming you to get out of bed.
That was that was like from my family.
Understood.
Being like, we have to go now. And me being like, yeah.
So that's a habit, I guess, yeah.
Exactly. I was like, that's not a habit. This is just a character assassination. Like, please stop.
I suppose sometimes being late, because we did an episode, I think, as Nobody Panic, or the Debrief podcast, about how not to be late. And it was all like, well, like we would have been like, let's just not be late.
Yeah.
But then actually, it turns out there is a type of person that uses being late as a power play. So it like is, people are nodding too much. Yes, I use it as a power play often. And I was like, I can't understand that.
We'll do but it actually, again, I think, the late, the how not to be late one, because it was so interesting.
It was
there
really
are seven
fun.
Different types of late person.
Yeah.
Power play is one, but I'm not the power play.
No.
I'm optimistic Oprah.
Yes.
And I just think I've got more time than I have.
Yes.
And I don't.
And I'm just sort of scatty in general. That's why I'm
late.
Yours
was called the scatterbrain professor.
Yes. Yeah. Quite good. But yes. Yeah, so yeah, things that you just imagine it's just smoking and
yeah, but actually,
crack, but
mine are a drunk online shopping, looking at Instagram right before I go to bed.
Okay,
baffling.
That is bad.
So
bad. I do that as well.
Too much faff on the internet.
Yeah,
being late and if unsupervised and going on a long journey, will buy the large family Dairy Milk popping candy.
Oh, yeah.
And eat it all in 5 minutes.
Okay. And that's a habit. Okay.
Yeah, that turns out that counts as a habit. That's
okay.
It.
Wow.
Well, the deeper you look into it, the more... well, we'll get into it, but that one, it turns out, is a real... a proper one.
Yeah, okay. Right,
what
so
are
should
yours?
We... well, I think I'd say... well, I hadn't really thought about it beyond, like... because I used to smoke, so I was like, well, that's easy, I'll just say that. I used to smoke a lot. Not that much, a bit. 20 a day? That's quite a lot, isn't it? Anyway, I thought it was cool. It was quite cool.
Yeah.
And then I realised it was... I just kept being the person in the smoking area being like, I just should quit. And like, no one wants to be with that person because they're also smoking. And also I just needed to stop. And then, so I stopped about... in 2017, I had my last one. Mm-hmm. And I haven't had one since. So I'm like, well, I guess I'm done now, all my habits. But actually, no, I do have lots. I'm late. I also... you've thrown this at me because I didn't know that these things are habits.
No, that's okay, exactly.
Is
there's
not,
so many more things than you think.
Is not being... is eating eggs one? Obviously not. I'm just going... it's been quite hot. No. Is messing dates up constantly?
It's a habit,
habit?
Yeah. It's a habit.
Because I don't put it in my diary ever. And then I'm like, yes, I can do
this. If it's something that you in any way... negatively impacts your life and you would rather not do it
and I keep doing it.
You keep doing it. It's a habit.
Oh yeah, that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And also being a legend.
Yeah.
I found that very difficult to break. I'd like some help, please. I looked at why we form habits and it basically just says that we form habits because our brains are lazy and are just trying to save effort and time all the time. And we get trapped in this feedback loop, which is like... the thing that you're doing, which it's got a million different names, but it's like the three-step loop of habit forming. Oh, hello. Sorry, someone just walked in. Don't do that.
Sorry.
See, if you don't say, oh, hello, that's one of my bad habits. I say, oh, hello, whenever anyone
welcome, thank you so much.
Walks in. But yes, so firstly, that there is a cue or a trigger which tells your brain to go into kind of automatic mode and which habit to use. So that's, I suppose, the moment, if you're going to use cigarettes, which is like the easiest one, it's the one that's like, oh, I'm going to have a cigarette. Then there's the routine, which can be a physical, mental, or emotional one. And then there's the reward, which is what you feel that you get from the habit. So I guess... the only thing, I suppose, like being late doesn't quite fit into that, but things like sugar or, you know, the more kind of obvious ones fit into that, where you can clearly, your brain is using it as a crux to get you through stuff. So like, I used to always be like, well, I need cigarettes, otherwise how will I go to parties? That makes no sense to me now, because obviously I still go out of my house without a cigarette, but it would be like, well, what would I do to get out? How would I have a break? You know, like, you could just go to the loo.
You were in the mindset, you just go to the loo.
I just go to the toilet a lot now at parties.
Yeah.
It's my party trick, just going to the toilet.
Just having a little break.
Yeah,
having
a little sit in my
clothes. Mostly was.
Yeah.
The guy who invented that, the three-step thing, was a guy called Charles Doug Duhigg.
I feel like you've made that up.
Just thought it's good to credit the scientist, didn't it? So for me, the Dairy Milk popping candy, that's the trigger is always at the train station, the train is late or I have to go on a long journey. Mm-hmm. And because I only ever buy it there. And so then I'm like, oh, I'm stressed and I'm also hungry. And the right thing to do would be like, I should buy a lovely salad meal.
Or a sandwich.
Or a sandwich or something lovely and healthy and plant-based. And, you know, but instead, my routine is always, oh, every time I feel like this, I buy the
family size
thing. And then I eat it. And the short-term reward is, oh, very, very sweet. And, and the long-term problems are large. it's so easy, it's not enough just to be like, well, just don't.
Yeah,
like,
just don't.
Because you're like, your brain is in the, you're fighting yourself. Your brain is already in the habit of like, this is how I feel, and now this is these are the steps I take to do it. So like at a party, you'd be like, I feel
socially awkward.
And so your body is like, oh, the last time we felt like this, we said, shall we have a cigarette? And so
to nobody. You go outside on your own.
And you go, yeah. So that was your brain like just checked back in the past and was like, last time, what did we do?
And it helped last time. So then
and it
also,
helped last time. So let's do that again.
As well, when you're stressed, you also like your brain is kind of focusing on the stress rather than what you can do to resolve it in that moment. Mm-hmm. Like the train thing. You're like, I'm stressed, I'll just get that. It's like easy. It's the easy route rather than stopping to be like, do I want a bagel? Now I've got to look at whether I want a soup. Do I want a hot thing or a cold thing?
Exactly.
Whereas you just like I'm presuming it's the Cadbury's Dairy Milk Willy Wonka thing.
Yes, it's the jelly popping.
I find that
delicious.
Hideous.
If anyone's interested,
put your hands up if you find that like nice. All right, it is a minority. Six people, but there's no judgment. I'm just interested to know what the split was.
I think
was.
It's absolutely delicious.
Great and good for you, and long may you sail.
No, I must stop.
Oh, yes, do stop.
The opposite.
Do stop. Yes, but hopefully it becomes less of a habit and more of a like, oh, I would like some of that jelly bean chocolate, and then you go and buy one rather than being like, I'm stressed, jelly beans, like that.
Yeah, more of an active choice. I have more than one note to myself on my phone and picture of myself outside Five Guys looking sad, which is to remind myself to not go into Five Guys just because it's raining. Like honestly,
you're like an animal.
I know. If I'm unsupervised for more than 45 minutes and I'm lost, I'm probably in Five Guys.
You've sent me so many photos when I've sent you like things like, oh, if you watch the new Game of Thrones, and you'll send me a photo of yourself alone in Five Guys.
Yeah.
I'm watching it on my phone. Like, why are you watching it in there?
Because it's raining. I was cold. Yes. I had an hour to fill before I needed to be somewhere. My brain was like, last time we went to Five Guys. And so I'm like, oh, better do that again, you know? And even though I tell myself, please don't do that again, makes you quite unwell. Like, please stop.
Yeah.
I was like, well, better go. And I'm an animal. I'm an idiot.
Oh, no, that's not what I meant.
I'm an idiot.
I didn't mean like, you're an animal.
No, but it's like a Pavlovian response.
Yes.
Incidentally, there is an app on the internet. I really, really checked to see if it was a joke, but I think it's real. They send you a wire cuff. It's called Pavlock. And you set the thing that you would like to stop doing. And when you do it, it electrocutes you. Isn't that mad?
That sounds great.
So look how many people must be out there with a real problem. Anyway, it's not enough just to be electrocuted every time.
I just feel like there are better ways.
There are better ways because we respond. It's that sort of honey or stick, you know?
Please elaborate on that theory. But Tessa Coates' honey or stick theory.
I think it's called maybe carrot or stick.
What's the vibe?
How do you make the donkey go forward with a carrot in front of it or a stick behind it? You're better off with the carrot.
Oh, wow.
So it's not enough to electrocute yourself every time you do something.
You'll be
so much better off. There's this great quote by this guy who wrote a book on habits called Bryant McGill. Again, sounds like I made him up.
No, that is more than McDiggy.
Charles McDoohiggy, yeah.
McDoohiggy. Sorry, Charles.
Sorry, Charles.
It's a great
Charles.
Name. It's a great
You're
name.
Fantastic, and best of luck with you.
He does listen.
That's why we did have to do a shout out. The secret to permanently breaking any bad habit is to love something greater than the habit.
Okay, so like positive.
Yeah.
Because that is the way that I quit smoking was that I also wanted to, and I think you have to get into the space where you want to. Lots of people are still at that space of being like, I want to, but I still do it. So you don't want to enough. But I just loved being a non-smoker. I loved the feeling of being like, oh no, I don't smoke. And I was so like, the first time I said it, it was like, no, I don't smoke. Like everyone was like, what's wrong with you? But it was great. And then I would just say it to everyone all the time. Happy birthday, Nana. I don't smoke.
Yeah.
But yeah, it felt so good. And I didn't want that feeling to be gone. Like, yeah. It was so, that feeling was so
That's
much nicer.
Wonderful.
And one of the tips that I read is stop saying, they did a study and they found when they got loads of people to eat chocolate or something. I didn't really look into it. But they found that if the person said, I can't eat chocolate, half the people said, I can't eat chocolate. Half the people said, I don't eat chocolate. And they monitored them over the course of like a month or so. And the people that said, I don't eat chocolate ate like 60% less than the people that said, I can't. Because I can't implies some sort of like,
I'm not allowed. I would, but I can't.
It's got a sense of like yearning. Whereas I don't just means like, I've made a decision not to.
I don't.
And it sounds so powerful. So powerful. Sorry, I actually don't eat chocolate. You're like, wow, why? I want to know you.
Yeah. someone who's like, I can't.
I don't want to know you.
That's like, don't invite Sharon, she can't, is it?
Yeah, it implies a lot of shoulder work.
Yeah, oh, I can't.
Whereas I don't, it's like, I don't.
Right?
I don't.
It's so powerful. And I know we wang on about that book, The Secret, constantly.
You do? I've not read it.
Yeah, okay. Neither have I.
Wow, that is a real blow. Yeah. And you are...
For someone who goes on about it left, right and centre.
Yeah, that and Lean In.
Again, not read it. Okay. Just guessing at what's in there.
Sure, okay.
Lean in. no idea what's in it. Exactly that about how you use language of like, I don't versus I can't. The secret is literally about being like, when you have a, phrase your things differently. So literally like, I can't, I don't is a perfect.
What is the secret? I thought the secret, I'm getting it confused the Da Vinci with code? The rules. No, the rules where it's like, how to... better man. I don't know. I can't.
The secret is all about positive manifestation.
Okay.
And it's all about like putting your thoughts out into the universe, and if you can see it, you can do it. And
okay.
So the secret is basically just like if you say it, is that it's like I don't. It's like how powerful it feels to be able to say.
Sort of like when people are trying, because I'm still a journalist, but when I was like a proper journalist and starting out, loads of people would like email me and be like, how can I get into journalism? And their Twitter bio would be like, trying to be a journalist. It was like, number one, say you're a journalist, and then that will help.
You have to say what you are. So the difference, even if you have never. What's that?
Just another man came and sat down with a large lens.
Oh, right.
That's fine. I'm actually
into
it.
I just let it brush over me, didn't it? Because I couldn't see.
So can I do a small quote? Because I don't often do quotes.
Tessa's
always the one who's like, it reminds me of Gandhi. and I can't quote anything because I have to read it. All bad habits start slowly and gradually, and before you know it, no, I've fucked it up.
No.
Gandhi wouldn't have done this.
Yeah, come on.
All bad habits start slowly and gradually, and before you know you have the habit has you.
Oh.
That's very deep. And I feel like that's I feel like that's how it feels when you have, because you often, like you were saying, you didn't realize you had these bad habits, and then
I just thought it was a kooky thing I did.
Being late, a bit of fun.
Just a kooky girl eating. Arriving late, eating a Five Guys that she's horribly allergic to.
Terribly allergic.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
we'll move on now to kind of why it's so hard to break a bad habit and how, like, because as well, you may have habits that you're like, well, they're fine. Like, I drink, not to excess, but my boyfriend doesn't drink. And he doesn't drink because he's never drunk. He's no interest in it.
He doesn't. I don't drink.
Yeah, I mean, he literally doesn't, yeah.
Yeah, but he just says, oh, I don't drink.
Yeah, exactly.
He never says, I can't.
I don't drink. I can't. You know? I mustn't. Yeah, that's very
intense
different.
Energy, isn't it? It's a totally different thing. And even you might be an alcoholic who literally can't. You might say.
I might, yeah.
Or whatever the thing is that you personally aren't. Like, yeah, drink your cup of
wine. There is wine in here, yeah.
You might well be that. There makes no difference. You might feel like it's like, I mustn't. It might feel like that energy, but you might just say, I don't,
and then it's strong. Yeah, but I like drinking, as in, like, for social occasions and things like that, I will drink, not to excess. But that's, like, there's definitely a habit, because if I'm going to a social occasion, I'm very socially awkward as a person, and I need a glass of wine. Otherwise, I say weird things, and I have to leave. because I don't have a cigarette now, so I just have to stare.
You know? When she needs a break, just check out.
Just check out. Yeah. I don't. What are you doing? I'm very weird at parties. I've forgotten what I'm saying now, because I'm so, like...
Sorry. Your boyfriend, he doesn't drink.
But it's just that. So I suppose that is a habit that I need a glass. I basically do need a glass of wine to do anything. Oh, like not anything. Like it's things
so Stevie,
like
this is an intervention.
Okay. But that's okay. Well, regardless of whether it's an intervention or not, I'm healthy.
Not, you don't have an unhealthy.
No, I know. I'm just saying. Even if people were stop drinking, I'd be like, I'm happy with it. It's not impacting my life in a negative way. People aren't being like, I wish you'd stop. So I feel. Like, but that's the way to
Brian
tell.
Brian McGill, you don't love something more than you love drinking.
Exactly. Nothing in okay, now this is... I love nothing else other than drinking. And I'm happy. Don't take it away from me. No. I just mean that's... I think when we all have habits that are... It's very difficult to go into the realm of like unhealthy and healthy, because for what is healthy for one person isn't healthy for another person. I don't have really a very addictive personality, so I can drink and I don't have to get drunk. Whereas I know lots of people who are my friends as well, they have to be very careful around alcohol because they struggle with it, or they have to be careful around drugs, or like whatever. Whereas I don't have that. So there are, and also things with food as well, you can get into this thing about being like, oh, I'm so unhealthy because I don't eat clean and plants. Whereas actually, that's fine. Like that's only healthy or unhealthy depending on how you feel as a person. So I just want to make that clear. So when we're going forward, we're not like plant-based is healthy, but if you eat a cake, that's so unhealthy. Like it's not
you
at all.
Live your life. Do whatever you
only,
like.
It's impacting your life negatively. That is a bad habit.
This Bryant, you know, when you feel like you would love, if the feeling of, for example, I need to love not being sick more than I love Five Guys, you know?
Yeah, like. Yeah. We were discussing, Tessa was describing to me what a Peshwari naan is. It is relevant, because I can't eat gluten, and so I was like, oh, I can't eat Peshwari naan because I can't eat gluten, which you can't either.
Yeah.
And then Tessa was like, why do you think I'm so sick? And stared into my face. And I think that's the thing, which I was like, oh, don't
because
eat the naan.
I say... I can't eat the naan. I can't eat the naan.
I'm
just like, I don't eat naan.
Yeah.
Well, even as it came out of my mouth, I thought, that's a lie.
I'm eating what now?
I'm having a naan as we speak.
Papadoms aren't as good. It's just true. And whereas I can't stand feeling ill. So I found it really easy to not eat gluten because I prefer not to eat naan than not shitting myself?
Yeah.
Is that the thing?
Absolutely.
Does that make sense?
I fucking love naan.
And you also love shitting yourself more. That's the dream.
Me.
So
that's what we're saying. It's like, whatever your thing is, if you are like, oh, I really, really would like to not do this thing that is the consequence of this thing I do for reward, that's short-term good, long-term bad, if you're fine with them, keep doing them.
If you're fine
it's
with
only
them,
if you're like, yeah, I would like to love that.
Because everyone's
thing
got
now.
Something that they're like, oh, I keep doing that, like why do I keep doing that? My friend's actually got a weird one where she's not got disordered eating at all, but she is obsessed with like testing her limits in terms of weird diets. So like she's like, oh, I'll give it a go, and you're like, okay, and then she's like, I'm so hungry, and you're like, why have I done this again? And she's it's not really for a weight loss thing, it's more of a like to prove power that she can, but I don't know who she's doing it for. So, I mean, she sounds quite, I need to have a chat with her, actually. Yeah. And she's here, yeah, there she is. Stand up! Oh, you can't, because you're so weak. What? It's because of a weird diet. It's because of a weird
God.
No, it's fine.
That's the thing is, like, the more that you're like, oh, I do this thing, but it's fine, you're like, it's not fine.
Yes,
like,
I think there's a thing when someone is quite scatty or often late, for example, and it's like, oh, I'm late. I guess because that's my thing, because I'm like a scatty, crazy lady. Mm. Like, that's actually not acceptable. like being late can't, not, I'm not saying this to you, being late can't be your personality,
Tessa. We've both been through it and decided that we liked not dripping in sweat arriving at things 45 minutes late more than we liked sleeping.
Yes,
you know?
yes.
Lying very still in a towel, looking at the ceiling.
That's an insight into your morning.
Which is where I was when I was late, you know? But like, I like being the woman who can say, like you being like, I don't smoke, was like a fucking buzz.
Yeah,
being like, oh, I got here 20 minutes early and I had a coffee and now I'm in control, was a similar buzz. And you began to love that more than...
Yes. Than the, so, which comes to the second point.
Please.
No, sorry.
Go.
The second point, which I found, is to basically come at it from a more curious perspective, is like, let's see what happens, rather than being like, oh, I'm going to stop doing the thing that I love.
Yes.
Because that's very negative. Whereas if it's like, I don't want to take smoking in, maybe it's being late, so let's use that. So you just said it feels really great
using your phone too much?
Using your phone, I mean, that's difficult because I'm so addicted that I don't feel I can talk in any way, or because I'm just I'm staring at it now. All the photos of me like this. Late's a good one though, because you can practice with a feeling of curiosity what it feels like to get there and sort of say quite smugly, I suppose, being like, oh, I've been here for 20 minutes. Like, that is like quite a nice feeling, rather than going and being like, oh, I can't do that, that's not me. You kind of come in being like, so basically practice that in a sort of fun role playing game with yourself. Mm-hmm. That opens the pathways to it feels like you're not on board, but like, then once you, what I mean is, once you felt that feeling, that buzz of going like, oh yeah, I'm on time, it doesn't feel like, I mean, it feels like get a life if that's your buzz, but fine. You felt that feeling, that's
my buzz.
Well, then it's a positive feeling. So then, and then that, you are more likely to stick to that. You're more likely to then, once you've experienced it, once you've got a taste of that high, you're not going back.
Yeah, so it shouldn't ever, again, this carrot and stick thing, it should always be like, we're chasing that carrot.
We're not hitting it.
It's not like, Stevie, you need to be on your phone less. It's not like...
It's like, how nice is it to not be on your
phone? Exactly. It's not you being like, oh, I've got my phone, oh, bloody hell, where's my phone?
It's very accurate, that is. There's a lot of floppy arm going on. I want a phone back. Phone is a good one.
Which is like, so rather than it being that negative, like, take my phone back, it should be like, oh, isn't it nice? I feel great. I've had a good sleep. I didn't go on my phone till 2 a.m.
And I spoke like an addict then, because I don't know if you noticed, but I was like, let's not talk about that, because I'm actually that is what I should be talking about, because that's my real problem, is that I'm glued to my phone. So actually what is nice is maybe if I should start not take it, like putting it away at social occasions, or putting it away at dinner, or putting it away in the evening, and then going, God, that one, really focusing on how nice it was not to be looking at it, rather than be like, oh, I haven't looked at it. Now I can finally be on it,
I can get it back. I did an hour without it. Like, I can have it back. It's like, hey, what was the good feeling?
Yeah, that's terrifying, isn't it?
Equally, like, sort of writing down when you're most likely to be on your phone at times when you would rather... ideally not to be on your phone.
Evening. Like, why? I don't know if anyone else... Obviously, it's not me. It's stupid to say it's me. Like, from, like, 5 onwards, there is nothing that comes to your phone that I need to really be looking at. And it's like meeting up with someone, and then it's like, well, that's just admin, that's fine. I don't know why I'm on it beyond, like, out of office hours. Like, there's no need
to do it. And then, unfortunately, what you have to do is the 3-step thing and be like, why do I go on it? Like, what is my...
For love.
For love. And so is it like... for love?
Yeah. No, I just said that. Okay, I'm an inquiring mind, and I like to Google things. You know, like, I can't think of anything now.
Yeah, so that's the thing. It's like it's a hard thing to
inquiring.
Do. So for me, in the train station, being like, it's raining, I'm going to Five Guys. It's like, I'm cold, I'm hungry, nobody's near me. I'm going to get some short-term sugar, and so there I'm like, okay, that's a real like. I understand why I've done it.
Okay.
And if I can identify why, I can put some things in place to be like, hey, champ, you're gonna, you know what's gonna happen when you've got that hour free this afternoon? You're gonna go to Five Guys.
Yes, you
have
to say
a salad.
You have practice it. There's like, yeah, I read something.
Don't start crying on the street again. You know,
going no, no. It's like walking to Five Guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't, don't.
Honestly, I've walked into Five Guys, soaking wet and having a little cry, and gone, oh, I shouldn't be here.
Mate, that is so much bleaker. Yeah.
It's in quite a light way. Like, I'm not.
Oh, fun.
It's like,
fun.
It's fun.
It's fun.
Fun.
No,
it's just like, you know, when yeah. I think it's like, this is a short term solution. And I am just, you know, you are like, oh, have something to eat. That'll, and it does fix it.
And also, you know, the decision making of like, oh, now what shall I eat?
What shall I do?
And you just be like, Five Guys, done.
Yeah.
Like,
so I'd be like, hey, be ready. Those, not to use the word trigger, which I think has been so monopolized in a bad way, in a sort of like, you know, you see so many shows by men, stand-up shows called like Triggered, and you're like, fuck off.
Shut up.
It just meant like guidance warning or whatever.
Yeah,
but like, I think it is a helpful word.
Yeah.
So if you are like, oh, my triggers are, you know, XYZ, then you're like, okay, this is going to be a day full with them. Let's prepare.
Yes.
You know?
And I think with a sliding scale, phone's the most difficult because the triggers are every minute.
Every minute of every
so
day.
So I just checked what I last Googled, and it was when were scarecrows invented?
No, it wasn't.
Yes. So
when were they?
I can't remember because my attention span and brain is
okay,
gone.
Okay, let's just do a
phone.
Little bit of mystery work. What caused you to Google that?
I genuinely can't. It was today. Oh my God, I was at lunch and I zoned out and thought, when was scarecrow invented? That's
no.
Literally, yes. There was no
Who
conversation.
Were you at lunch with?
My boyfriend. He'd gone to the loo.
Right, there we go.
No, I lied to make it better. He didn't. He was just sat there.
Oh.
And I Googled, went, and I didn't even join him in. I didn't be like, I'm just Googling. I was like, no, I'll just quietly Google that. Keep that one to myself.
You didn't even share about the scarecrows.
I think he was eating or something.
Something.
Look, I don't want your judgment.
No, no.
I've got a problem.
This is such a safe space.
I will, like, that, and the worst thing is, if that's what I'm doing when I'm, like, interacting with people, I don't sleep very well, so I'll go to sleep at, like, 4 a.m, so I'll have, like, four hours of, it's literally just that.
Yes.
It's me being like, I don't know, what does DNA stand for? And then, like, who invented birds? And, like,
what does DNA?
Do crows have bigger beaks than ravens? Like, it's that.
Do they?
I don't know.
You don't know. What does DNA stand for?
I don't know. Should I Google
no.
it?
No.
Okay.
That's the thing, because you're just looking them up. You aren't finding out the answers.
I think it's bigger. With the phone thing, it's bigger. It's more complex than the normal habit forming situation because they are anything, work, emails,
yes,
organizing how to meet somebody, constantly you are able to go. Because what happens to me is I'll be like, I'm not going to look at my phone for the day. Someone will WhatsApp me about something I need to look at, and I'll be like, well, I'm on it now, so I'll Google
scarecrows.
Where does hair come from?
Yeah.
Is it in your brain or is it the bit between the bone and the skin? I don't know. You know. Interesting shit, and then I'm in, and then that is the end. So I think what I have to do is do broad stroke things, which are like my triggers are clearly everything.
Yeah.
So I need to be like, well, from 5 p.m. onwards, any work stuff I can do the next day, and that's their problem. If they're like people messaging me at 9:30, being like, why haven't you replied to my email? It's like, fuck off. It's the evening.
Yes.
So then I can do it the next morning.
May I put something in place for you?
If you like.
Okay. You don't have to do it.
Oh, no, of course not.
I think before you start the, like, I just won't look at my phone after 5 p.m.
Yeah.
And do a sort of gold, see, how do you feel?
Good. But, oh, really great.
No, not.
I've hunched over and I've got sort of claws.
Yeah, so that's why I think it's not enough just to be like, well, just don't. Just put it in the drawer.
Oh, I didn't even realise I was hunching over and doing the claws. That's terrifying.
So that's why I'm saying it's like, it's not, you can't just begin one day. Yeah. You can't just begin fixing a habit and be like, well, just don't. Just don't do it.
Yeah,
and
that
then forcing
is true.
Yourself.
Otherwise, our podcast wouldn't exist.
I mean, like, exactly.
How to make a habit, don't do it. Good night.
Good
like,
night.
Yeah.
So, and we're like, fucking hell, why don't I do that
we
before?
We should probably just stop recording.
Yeah.
Everything is so
given
much
up
more
crack years ago.
Yeah.
No, so like, a week, so do it next week, but this week coming, every time you are going to have a be like, where are scarecrows?
Where
like,
do clouds go?
I want you to keep, because you've got a notebook with you that you keep with you all the time.
I do.
I know you do.
Cheers.
So, when you have a big thought, an idea or a curiosity about the world. You can Google it, but before you Google it, I want you to write it down in your notebook.
As in, like, 6 p.m.
6 p.m.
Wondered where clouds go.
Yeah, wondered where clouds go.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can then look it up.
Yeah.
But you've got to write down the
thing. Then I can sit, that'll be a lot, a big old notebook.
Big old notebook, and you'll look and be like, oh, wow, look at all these.
I'm an addict.
Yeah. Look at all this stuff I'm thinking, and then be like, okay,
what are the times? Because
what are the times?
Maybe it's always between, like, 2 p.m. and 4:30.
Exactly. Having these great ideas, or, like, at 6 p.m., I'm really thinking about clouds. You know, like, what's. And then try and be like, what was happening right before that?
I was looking at the sky.
That made me think, you know, that made me think this.
Okay.
And then if you know that, like, you don't mind being on your phone because it's fun. Like,
it's a lot of fun.
Lot of fun. Yeah. But if you're like, I would rather not do it at dinner.
Always.
Then that's the time to be like, okay, what am I, put that in place. Let's lock it in my bag. Let's try and, you know.
Give it to someone else and say, don't give it to me.
Don't give it to bag. Me. And then again, the brain with its like immediate trigger routine reward system where it's like, this is how we felt last time, and we did this, and it felt better.
That pathway is like getting deeper and deeper, isn't it? So you can start to kind of
We're really, really, really short term, which is why none of us have a pension.
It's so hard
because we're like, why would I? Like,
actually, people do have pensions if you've got actual jobs. We're just speaking self-employed.
Yeah, yeah. Like, but you even
I have no pension.
When they've done it for you on purpose, you're still like, give it back.
I don't
like. Give it back.
Have you ever been in long-term... Sorry, have you ever been in long-term employment?
Never.
Right, there we go.
I think
you feel you'd say give it back, but you don't. You're just like, great, it's there.
But you don't... Of course, you don't actually go up to your boss in HR and be like, can I have my pension? You just... But that is the feeling of like, oh, it's gone in my pension.
Yes, I see.
I'm not going to get that for ages, you know? So, like, so that is how we all are, which is why... So you have your instinct to be like, I want this thing. Then you're like, hey, remember, we've been working on that special. No phone, no biting the nails, no cigarettes, no smoke, no whatever it is we're not doing.
Yeah.
And then try and just breathe through it for a hot minute. And then you'll be so much stronger 60 seconds later than
and remember, you were. Remember what you get when you don't do that thing.
Yeah.
Remember how good the high of being like, I'm a non-smoker. Or it's obviously insert your own thing. If that's not relevant to you, that won't help. But like, yeah, insert your own kind of joyous.
And say out loud, I don't Five Guys. I don't do it. I don't
You think Five Guys as a verb is good though?
Yeah. I don't
5G.
Ooh. I don't 5G. Yeah.
We shouldn't be using 5G. That's the other thing.
Should we not?
No.
It's not the time.
No, it's not the time. That was another thing that I Googled the other night, which was like, why is 5G networks bad?
No,
it's quite bad. Quite bad.
No.
So I know.
Stop it.
I'm not doing it now. I'm looking at the next point.
Okay. But so the moment, if you can last for 60 seconds between wanting the thing and even if you still do it, but you gave yourself that much space and keep saying like, I don't. You've given your brain more and more time to build a different pathway.
Yes.
So in the future, when you have that instinct, like now, when you don't ever have the instinct to have a cigarette.
No.
Or if you do, you're still
occasionally,
like,
but it's like, it's so weak. It's gone from being like, have a cigarette, to like,
perhaps you could, but maybe.
And I'm like, no, and it's like,
yeah, it just, it's gone.
So
the more that you give yourself those 60 seconds, the closer you get to that point where the instinct just moo, 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 and it's gone.
And also it's helpful to visualise that.
Absolutely.
Like in The Little Mermaid, I use this reference so much and everyone always looks at me blankly. In The Little Mermaid, when she turns the people into like, and they're all in the tunnel. No? Okay, that's a habit that you've conquered. You've got loads of them in your little tunnel all going,
I get so upset thinking about them that I can't use that as a visual.
In the film, they are trapped, like, monarchs.
They're the souls of merpeople.
Yes,
and
okay.
They're trapped in her garden for eternity.
Yes.
No, thank you.
But then they are all rescued.
Yeah.
And in this... the analogy requires you to let go of that knowledge, but I know you can't.
I can't, I'm too deep. Right.
My final point is, it is kind of tracking back to something that you said, but having they call it an if-then plan, which is basically when you know that you're entering into a triggering environment.
Yes.
So let's put the phone thing away because that
parties.
Is too much. Parties, social anxiety, me smoking, being late, which is basically every time you get an appointment.
Biting your nails, big day at work coming up.
Yeah,
nervous
anything.
About your thing.
And you're like, I tend to do it then, which you've identified because you've written it down in your notebook,
perhaps.
Even if you haven't, you'll probably know it in your brain. To be kind to yourself and not expect your brain to be able to cope with it in the moment every time, because that's quite a lot for your brain to have to cope with. To go, okay, if this happens, then I will say this, do this. So when it does happen, you have something, your brain, you've already implanted a very light pathway in your brain that it's kind of kind of anticipating the thing. And that's like a little, it's very obvious, but it's actually more working on your neural pathways, and it's a little psychological trick.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan of neural pathways.
They always recommended oranges, peeling an orange for people when your instinct to smoke.
I can't imagine that would have helped me much.
No, I don't think it's very helpful, but I understand the thought process behind it, which is that if then, I want a cigarette, I'll have an orange. And so your brain is building a new pathway
and making
you an orange addict, you know? They're like, okay. Option.
Try it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But the idea is there of like always have a different then.
A different thing.
Change
your
then, basically.
Or a thing where, yes. But there is one, I don't know if it's just smoking, I think maybe it is. I don't know. It's if you're addicted to a thing, replacing that thing with something else often just makes you miss the original thing. So you have to learn to, that's why vaping often makes people smoke again. Sorry if anyone vapes, but yeah, that it might, you're probably great, but I found it really difficult to not. But yeah, you have to just, you have to focus on the positivity, and you have to focus on that positive thing more than I'll have an orange because I want a cigarette, because that would not have swung in 2012.
Right, okay.
For me.
No, I understand.
I'd have smoked the orange.
Yeah.
Just setting fire to peel alone in my room. Anyway.
What did you do when you wanted it?
Well, this is the thing. I quit. Essentially,
yeah.
I quit at the point when I just couldn't stand being a whiny smoker about how much I wanted to quit.
Right.
That it's exactly that thing. I couldn't stand that more than I wanted to. It was a decision, and it was like a, actually just fuck this. Like, I'm so bored of smoking and being that person all the time. Mm-hmm. And I just tried to focus. Also, I read this great book, which is a very old book, and it's dated terribly, but it's called The Easy Way to Stop Smoking by Dr. Alan Carr, not the comedian. And that was very helpful. So if you are listening, being like, smoking's my thing, that kind of does help. It is quite shit, the book, but like, it also weirdly like hypnotizes you into focusing on the positives. And
it really helped you.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It changed my life.
Yeah, so...
And I didn't have to smoke one orange.
two last things before the end.
Of course.
One is that, especially if it's a health thing, that it might have moments of getting slightly worse before it gets better.
Okay.
Especially if it's like a health thing that you're trying to kick.
If people eat a lot of sugar and then they try and like get rid of a bit of sugar, even just a bit, you get, caffeine, that's what, because I quit caffeine in 2015. I'm a lot of fun and all in a hoot. And I got terrible headaches for like a week. Mm. And then, but then I read that, because I was Googling all the time because I was addicted to
simplified,
that I read that was normal. So I just basically took a paracetamol.
So if you're somebody who is just like low level unwell all the time, but it's sort of manageable.
Yeah.
If that's like caffeine, dairy, whatever it is, your personal thing is that your body's like, please no.
Can you
more.
Stop?
Or could you
just
not?
A bit.
But like, but you've worked out how to get around it, and you know, so you're like just here, and then you,
which is just being ill.
Then you're then you get. Which should be more healthy, up or down?
Up, I guess.
Up
to heaven.
Sure. So then you quit it, and so you feel much better, and you're like, oh my God, this feels fantastic. And then if you have, if you fall off the wagon, or you have a small bit, or you do a thing, you're going to feel way worse.
Yeah, like you've got right to the
because you're immune.
Square one.
You know, you were trotting along, like, yeah, it's bad, but it's doable. And then you felt what it was like to be good, and then your body doesn't know what to do with it when it comes.
Yeah, so it panics even more. And also that is psychologically so difficult because you think that if you've quit a habit, you should just quit, and then that's it. But actually, it will be. If you realise it from the start that it will be like an, because I tried to quit smoking from like 2015, I had 2 years of just basically being like, I can't smoke, and then I would just get drunk and smoke everything that I could see.
Yeah.
And then everyone was like, what is wrong with that woman? that's terrible. And if I'd have realised that that was just me slowly, you remember it?
Yeah,
I smoked you that time.
Yeah.
Tessa, get in my mouth. It's like this, like it goes up, but as long as you're slowly improving, you will always, and they also say this with people who are like recovering from something, if you're recovering from an eating disorder, they say this where it's like, it will, it's not a straight line.
It's
like
not,
you will, so if you have like bulimia or something and you're doing really well, you may have it may happen again. Yeah. And then you go, oh, well, what was the fucking point?
The fucking point?
Well, I might as well just be, like, just go back to it. Yeah. I'm never going to... And you can, there's a lot of self-loathing, I think, there. Whereas if you realise that you are... It doesn't mean you've fallen off the wagon. It just means you've, like, changed seats on the wagon.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Absolutely.
And you can just continue exactly where you left off. It doesn't mean that you failed. And I think that's the sort of main psychological thing to focus on when you're breaking bad habits. Mm. I feel like it's not just going to be like, oh, I'm done. Great. Like, it will take time.
Yeah.
And you have to be kind to yourself.
Yeah, especially something in your body that, like, especially if you're trying to not eat something that makes you sick and then you get sick from something else, it's a very, like, oh, fuck it.
Like you and the cashew nuts. That's just personal story. She had some cashew nuts. She was ill.
It will be no surprise to anybody that I can't cook, and I have had various, like, real kicks of being like, come on, I crave Deliciously Ella as life so badly.
Oh,
I cannot tell
does.
You. And I just want a man. Listen, this is my dream. A man called Miguel lives with me, and every day
partner or just like.
Oh gosh, it's we have had sex one time, but it was very platonic. And he, Miguel, I rise. Miguel says, good morning, yes. I've made you.
He's been sat there the whole evening staring at you.
Ready.
Yeah.
He's just pottering around the kitchen. The sun's coming in. He says, I've made you a smoothie. And here's your Bertram muesli. And here's this. And here's your avocado.
He's a cook. He's your chef.
Oh, sorry, he's just a chef.
Right, yes.
Sorry, Miguel is a chef. He's my personal chef.
Love
and
that.
And he comes with me everywhere. So
yes.
And I never have to have... I don't really care about food. And I know, I love it, obviously. But I don't like to cook. I don't have a foodie. So I just want somebody else to take all that decision away from me, and please give me things that will make me healthy and well, and stop me,
eating peshwari naan,
because I wouldn't if I was full and I'd had a lovely, healthy thing from Miguel. Where's Miguel? Yeah. So
I'd say, don't wait for Miguel.
No.
Be your own Miguel. Find the Miguel inside
in
you.
In an attempt to be my own Miguel,
yes.
I was like, oh, cashews. Deliciously, Ella's always wanging on about cashews.
She fucking is.
Fucking hell.
She's so, like, any recipe starts with just blend a few
soaked cashews.
That you've soaked for 3 days. You're like,
so
fucking
I went
what?
To Lidl. And I bought, Great and I start. Went to get some cashews ready to soak and blend. While I was there...
Soak and blend.
Soak and blend the cashews.
Soak and blend.
While I was there, there was like... So instead I bought some like salted, salt and black pepper cashews, a kilo.
And
it said ready to eat. So I was like, fantastic. I don't even have to soak and blend. I'll just eat them. So I ate... A kilo.
Okay, I didn't know you'd eaten that much.
Yeah.
Okay.
I ate the whole...
I thought you ate, like, a few cashews.
No, I was like, well, these are good for you. So I ate them all. And I had absolutely chronic food poisoning.
Yeah, I remember.
Really bad.
That and
it was real bad. Because I don't, you know, I don't... I'm very lazy and greedy. I'm a greedy girl.
Okay, so, there's so much to unpack.
Yeah, so I need to know my if-thens, which are, if I am hungry, then I will just eat the cashews.
No!
So I need to be my own Miguel, you
know? So if you are hungry, so Tessa, if you are hungry,
yes.
It's raining.
Yes.
Miguel is no more. He's
no,
died.
Miguel's no more.
Miguel's no more. What are you going to do?
Salad. Yum, yum, yum.
Yes. Now, I think that's not specific enough.
I don't even want to get myself to the position where I'm having a what shall I do now moment. Oh. I want to have already been full. I want to be a woman with almonds in my bag. Please.
Okay.
I want to be
that's
a...
fine. That is so doable. Just put almonds in your bag. Yeah? I mean, I don't want to say I'm Gandhi, but yeah.
Oh, put your bloody phone down.
I will. No,
it's all easy. It's so from easy. The outside.
No, but you can put almonds in your bag. And then I think the one thing you should do is not say, oh, I want salad. Be like, right, have chains in your head. Not chains. Yeah. Like,
what? A good chain.
Like, as in, for me, I know, like, Wagamama, Oaxaca, Pret. Those things are really good. If you're listening outside of London, they're everywhere in London. I know that if I'm like panicking because I'm vegan and I don't know what to have, and everyone's like, stop, the vegan's taking a long time to decide where we want to go. I'm always like, what? So I know I can say, Wagamama, Oaxaca. And then if people say no, I'm lost and I leave. Right. I don't know what to do.
So have
the things in your brain where you're like, okay, where's my nearest this, 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 and this? Not, because at the moment you've only got five guys, and that is not acceptable for you.
No.
Gastronomically.
Yes.
Okay, so we are running out of time. So I don't know. Now, did that help? Certainly helped us specifically. I feel like, I really hope
that whatever your personal thing is, especially if you're thinking, I don't have, today I was like, I don't have any of the classics, but I do.
Ask your friends what your bad habit is.
And really think of the things that you're like, it would be better. It would be better if I didn't do that.
Yes. And then the main things are, use words like I don't rather than I can't.
I don't.
It's not a straight line. You're going to fall off the wagon, and that doesn't mean you should then just be like, well, fuck it, that's the end of that then.
Like, be aware of your triggers, your routine, your reward. Be aware of what it is that causes you to fall off the wagon.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Get a friend. Find one. please.
That's it.
Get more friends,
actually.
Tell people you are trying to break this habit.
Yes.
So people are aware of you, and people check it and check in with each other and say, like, how did it go this week? And if you have a friend who is trying to quit something, message them very specific questions about it so they can't lie. So don't just say, like, oh, how's it going?
This is very specific to you.
Don't just say, oh, how's it going? And you can be like, oh, it was great. Thank you for asking. Be like,
did you eat a ton of cashews?
What did you eat today?
Yes.
So I found this with my, I had a running coach to try and learn to run because I have one of my legs is backwards, basically. not the time. I had a running coach, and by the sort of 10 weeks in, we did it once a week, and she gave me these things I was supposed to do in my own time. And obviously, I didn't do them because I'm greedy and lazy. But then 6 weeks in, it became genuinely harder
to
make up where I'd been on a run than it was just to go on a run.
Oh, you were fully making them up?
Oh, yeah, I was just lying.
Oh, my God, that's
so she'd be
so
like,
funny.
Where had you been? I'd be like, the canal. Like, I just was saying stuff, you know? So she, you know, so...
The golf course.
The golf course. If you have somebody who checks in on you and constantly, you know, and you have to be specific with it,
yeah,
it will become genuinely easier to just go on the run rather than have to make it up to
make
somebody
up,
who is constantly asking you what you did.
And focus also, on the positives as well.
I wondered if maybe she suspects what. Stop.
No, I just run out of time.
Fine. Come on.
Let's do it.
It's 1 minute. And then I suspected that if I was also a trainer, I would be like, this week you're supposed to be running 6 kilometres. This week it's 8. This week it's 10. And I suspect that you understand that people are maybe doing slightly less than they are told, but at least they are doing it.
Yes.
You know, so if I'm supposed to have run 10, but I've only run 6, but I say I've run 10, like, at least I've still run 6 kilometres.
Yeah, that's
you know?
Still good.
So, like,
yeah.
Don't beat yourself up.
So if you fall off the wagon, at least you didn't fall off the wagon
completely.
The day before. Like,
doing,
that's so good.
You're like, oh, shit, I didn't run 10, I only ran 6. Like, that's way better than 0.
Yes.
You know?
You have to focus on the positive feeling that not doing that thing brings you and not beat yourself up. Be very kind to yourself as you're kind of learning how to break the habit, because your brain is basically, you're basically fighting against your brain the whole time, and that's quite hard.
It's really hard.
But totally doable. That's about like 21 days and it takes to break a habit. That's
Beyonce, but she's a liar, as we all know.
she's a terrible liar. But also, that's all kind of just to help you get to a place. It's not actual science in terms of 21 days. Suddenly,
it's
like,
nice,
what's the difference between 20 and 21?
It's nice to hold on to the 21 days.
Yeah, it's a good aim,
because that feels achievable. It feels an aim. That's like, we're doing 21. Because then if you're 10 days in, you're like, shit, we're only 11 away from the finish line. Like,
but then that promotes the idea that there's a finish line. So then you go back. It's like that dry September. Well, that's not even a thing. Whatever the month is you're not supposed to drink. I can't remember.
You certainly can.
I'm a drinker. But I find that very... obviously, I don't like doing that. But I also find that people that do it, then there's like the month after, they're like,
but even
on one.
But
it's like, what was the point?
But even if you just did it for a month, that's still...
It's still good, but I think better to practice it achievably if you want to, literally want to quit drinking, that's just for fun people being like, oh, maybe I'll just have a sober month. If you need to quit drinking, then that's obviously not the way to go, just to do it for 1 month. And then I think then obviously you have to look at kind of, I mean, we've just sort of whapped in alcoholism with like 1 minute to go. I'm just gonna solve it for you and then we'll stop. No, I'm just going to like stop that entire thing and just
I think you're right.
It has to be achievable and small steps rather than being like, right, I'll just stop.
We're so much more awake to it like these days, but we were constantly sold this like five days to lose a stone, quit this in an afternoon, short term.
It's all rubbish. You just have to do the thing that's
best. It's going to take a long time.
So that was our first one of the season.
Thank you so much for being here. I feel genuinely really ready.
I'm so glad you're not going to get into Five Guys anymore, and I'm not
going
to look at my phone ever again.
Who wants to come?
I don't know how I'm going to get home.
Who wants to go for an Oreo milkshake?
Or live. Oh, there is one here. There's a Five Guys literally within a mile.
I know.
Okay. Sponsored by Five Guys today, actually. Thanks to those guys.
My five best friends.
Please do follow us at Nobody Panic Pod. Email us if you have any suggestions. This was one that quite a few people suggested, so we did it. We are going through some more of your suggestions through our inbox. NobodyPanicPodcast@gmail.com. Follow me at Stevie M. The S is a five.
At Tessa Coates.
Sure, that's Tessa. See you next week. And thank you so much to London Podcast Festival for having us. And thank you to yourselves. Give yourselves a round of applause.
You've been amazing.
Thank you so much.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, guys.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.